Last year's figures included, it was coming out of the pandemic, we were still supporting people in terms of that support, and that did increase the figures during that period. But we're continuing to see a steady increase in the need for support for our services. I suppose come directly out of COVID and directly into the cost of living, people just haven't had a chance to have a break or recover from any of that. This is extremely difficult, and we're preparing for one of the worst winters we've seen in a long time. We have changed our service here at the Food Bank. We're part of the Trussell Trust network, and Trussell Trust and Foyle Food Bank, we've recognised that we can't continue to only hand out food and not address the underlying crisis of why the person has come to us. So we provide a wraparound service now as well. We meet with a person individually. We get them support in relation to the crisis that has brought them to us, whether that's if they need a benefit check or it's debt, or there's a range of other areas as well, mental health and addiction. We work with many organisations to provide that support. But we've also adapted our own service here that when we meet the individual, we can provide them with a wee bit more. I suppose that's what we're doing. We depend, as you said, on donations from the public, who are very, very generous, both in donating food and money.
And I suppose, would it be fair to say then that the food bank has had to become more of a community support rather than just a food bank because of the ongoing pressures?
Not just because of the pressures, because of the vision of the Trussell Trust and Foyle Food Bank. We want to see an end to the need for food banks, and that's the vision and strategy we're working towards. So, but we're recognising the current crisis we're in, and we our priority at the minute is supporting people through this, particularly this winter, but then obviously working towards a society and a future without food banks.
Just going back to that figure then of the 15,000, you're anticipating that will increase this winter?
The last year that figure was, for the, as I say, included the food access programme through COVID, that the Department for Communities. We're currently sitting up until from January to the end of September this year, we've supported over 5,000 people.
Yes.
Now, that is an increase in our figures when we look at the pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back to 2019 and compare then.
Yes.
But yes, we're continuing to see an increase. I think the figures over the last 2 years, you nearly have to take away, but we're continuing to see an increase in the need for our support.